You ain't ringing the bell. You ain't busting a grape. You ain't imitating me on this fucking tape. You ain't ringing a bell. You ain't busting a grape. You ain't imitating me on this fucking tape. You ain't ringing a bell. You ain't busting a grape. You ain't imitating me on this fucking tape. You ain't ringing a bell. You ain't busting a grape. You ain't imitating me on this fucking tape.
Shocked you couldn't tell that was Howard.
It sounded like a black man.
Howard sounds like a black. I can't tell you how many chicks are like, I saw a picture of Howard finally. I watched one of the videos of you guys in studio and I was shocked to learn Howard wasn't a Negro.
Hold on, we're getting videotaped right now?
No, we used to do taping in the studio and I actually can start that up again if you want.
Well, I was about to say, let me put my boobs away for not getting taped.
Stop acting like you're breastfeeding or a Swahili woman or something like that. Your tits are firmly ensconced in their bra and top. This isn't a morning zoo. Your areolas are not seeing daylight.
Oh my God, speaking of zoos, did you see that video of the pig saving the goat today at a petting zoo?
We're going to have to get to that after the intros. That sounds like something I could spend a good 20 to 40 minutes on.
Sounds good.
I bet you thought I was going to say seconds after that amount of time to be a real massive prick, but no. I like baby animals. I like animals I can pet, and I like animals I can eat. Those fit at least two of the criteria.
Wait, you can eat goat? It's delicious.
That's what I'm saying. No, oh. I didn't know if there were babies.
What? The baby goat. It was a baby goat.
Shit. Fires on all three cylinders. Wow.
Don't wet yourself.
Wow, we're getting to that one. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today is only...
Arena Divinsky.
Only Arena Divinsky. I don't mean that as in, like, only Arena Divinsky. That's all I get. I'm just saying we usually have three people in here. We had Howard during the intro, but Howard's out. He's doing professional karaoke.
He's at a karaoke, competitive karaoke.
Competitive karaoke. I don't know if that's professional. Professional would entail getting paid for it.
He's embracing his Asian half.
Yeah, you can just see him like with the tie loosened, the top button undone.
Like post-wedding.
Yeah, the sleeves are rolled up. You've lost that roving fee-ring. No, he doesn't talk like that. He's not a Japanese spy circa 42. Howard has mastered the intricacies of the English language. So we got no Howard. He's blowing us off tomorrow, too, because he needs to, quote unquote, lay down drum tracks.
Drop some tracks.
Yeah, it's for a musical track necessary to the background noise of a puppet movie that my friend is making that's like educational in nature. I don't know. I worked on the sound for it, so I'm not going to turn up my nose like I'm so damn good, that I'm better than it. I took the man's money, but he's been fiddling around with this thing for a couple months ever since.
Sounds like he's been fiddling with some puppets also.
Yes, there's nothing joke-wise to make out of that. He literally fiddles with puppets. That's like saying that cobbler probably fiddled with some shoes. Yes, despite your innuendo, he didn't fuck the shoes. He did fiddle with them in the course of his workday, though. Arena.
I just need to be dirty.
It's okay. We all do. You're on the show for a reason. I picked you for a reason. You're dirty and quick-witted.
Pat on my back.
And your farts don't typically smell up the studio.
That's why I apologize when no one's farted, so they think that my farts don't smell.
Boom. That's brilliant. I got to start doing that.
Yeah. Then when someone else farts, you're like, God. Oh, wait. No, when you do fart. Yeah.
Badger. Exactly. You go and it's like, what? I own up to my crimes. All right. Let's get in all the stuff, the ways that the four listeners we have left after this scintillating intro can get in touch with us. There's first and foremost in papasbasement.com. That's the website. It's got all the archives of literally every episode we've ever done. Including the shit that I wish couldn't be traced back to me, but it's out there. I mean, you have all the old hits, like the first 6 months where I just show up hungover. And I think there's one in the mix where I'm so hungover and I'm alone that I have to have all the lights in the studio off. And I leave after 20 minutes because I have to take one of those massive, like, post-drunken shits.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, like, all of my bowel bacteria have been just murdered.
And then you ate that, like, cheeseburger to make yourself feel better.
Nothing that good. No, nothing that good. Just an empty stomach where, like, you shit so hard you feel like air coming in your mouth.
I love that
because the space has to be filled with something.
My first probably year in, like, a real office, every day I Googled best hangover cures. And then I'd poll the people in, like, the office on, like, what the best hangover cure is because they were older and wiser.
I don't think I'll lay it on you. As a man who really no longer drinks because hangovers annoy me so much, there isn't a great hangover cure out there. If you don't mind kind of sticking it to your liver, a little Tylenol after the fact. Well, not Tylenol, aspirin.
Advil's good.
Advil. Tylenol's really harsh on your liver.
Oh my God, yeah.
You need to get a nap as soon as possible and eat a greasy breakfast. Like, if you have to go to work, you're just fucked. I don't know of any real trick there. Anytime I've gotten over a hangover by midday, it's because I slept half the fucking day.
Anytime I've gotten over a hangover by midday, it's because I was 18.
Yeah. Oh God, what is that? Why is your metabolism so good when you're a kid? Like, I thought hangovers were like an urban legend. Like, everyone acted like, you know how kids act like they're high when they smoke dirt grade weed and they don't even inhale? I thought hangovers were like that. Like, we all drink and then we wake up and we're like, oh, we're so hungover, man. Because nothing happened. And then around 20, I'd wake up and I'd be like, what the fuck is this? And it's just gotten worse with time. Like, I drink now. Like, I can have 6 beers sometimes and wake up with a putrid hangover.
Are you serious?
Oh, it takes nothing for me now.
I need to, like, kill a bunch of vodka to be hurting the next day.
I don't party that hard anymore. I'm an adult, man. I got things to do. I feel like, in a lot of ways, in charge of my life. I don't need to get fucked up to escape it.
I guess you gotta, like, drive to people's houses and unlock their doors when they're hungover, so you gotta keep your shit straight.
Yeah, that's true, too. I might get a late-night call. I can't show up shit-faced.
Well, let me just get this for you.
It's a miracle I made it here. Now let me break into your house for you.
We'll just punch through this window. It's fine.
Doesn't seem professional. So inpoppisbasement.com, it's got every episode of this, every single one. You've also got my writing. There's a lot of that, too. I mean, if you can't stream audio at work, you can read a lot of crap to kill time because that's all it's about.
I love how I told my friends in Louisiana about this show and he automatically assumed that I was the blogger. And for a minute, I didn't want to tell him that it wasn't me blogging.
Because it's so damn funny?
Yeah.
Because you wanted that credit? Thank you.
He was like, it's about poop. You definitely wrote this.
Yes, because you have that just lock stock. That is your game. You invented the poop joke.
I'm the only one that poops in this world.
Exactly.
Nobody but Arena poops.
Yeah, everybody poops is a lie.
It's just me.
You've got at Papa's Basement. At Papa's Basement on Twitter. If you want to get a hold of me, see my tweets. I promote the show that way. Anytime there's a new episode that goes up, anytime there's a new piece of writing, or if I just feel like there's something funny that came out of me and it's got to go somewhere.
Or something dirty.
Something dirty.
It's
amazing how often those two things intersect. But there's at Papa's Basement. That's me, John Papa Giorgio, my Twitter handle. Arena Davinsky, you're at Girl Knows Sports.
That is correct.
It's
at Girl Knows Sports.
I like to imagine, like, a sassy black woman saying it. Like, you fucking quote how many catches Cooley has. It's like, girl, no sports. Like that.
Cooley's not catching much anymore.
No. Hopefully a cool breeze on a beach. He ain't getting a football, poor bastard.
Aw. We should call him. I saw his number from the station.
I deleted all of my old Redskin numbers
from
the sports
station
where we both worked at because I wanted to resist temptation. I've deleted pretty much all but 3 numbers from that place. I don't want to
name what they are.
I don't want to pocket dial anyone. Pretty much, I think I have you, Vic, Othello, and...
Who's Vic? Michael Vic?
No. Vic. JT the Vic. I got Shorts, I think, and Grant.
Othello's in LA now?
Yes. Everyone else, like, I have their numbers saved if I need to talk to them, like in a file somewhere, like, where you email yourself, but I don't want to pocket dial them. accidentally send my junk to them, things like that. You know, if you send it to a close friend,
there's
it's
a
like,
few people you just named that I think you should send your junk to. It would be hilarious.
Why do you want me to send my dick to Grant H. Paulson? He's an innocent young lad.
He is so young.
Oh, Grant H. Paulson doesn't need to see my hog.
He was actually going to come do the show tonight if he wasn't going to go see the master. I was going to say the Hofster with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Why is he watching that?
I don't know. He likes his movies.
I mean, good for him. And that didn't look bad. I think the master is the Scientology kind of expose. Or he...
Oh.
Philip Seymour Hoffman or Huffman or whatever the hell it is.
It's not
he plays Ron, L. Ron Hubbard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely going to see
that. Not like
that.
A direct thing. It's kind of because that organization is so lawyered up, you can't even come that close to it. So he's like, you know, he's like L. Ron Hubbard or something like that.
That's
H. Lon Hubbard.
Why do they have so many lawyers? Just let people make fun of his ridiculous religion.
I don't know. It is weird. But all religions are weird to me.
It's true.
I'm sorry. Every bit of it sounds like voodoo. It's all coping mechanisms for when you
Except
die.
Except for Judaism. We're the best.
Exactly. Yeah. And Judaism doesn't even have like a real afterlife. You kind of just die and rot in Judaism.
Yeah. We don't have a hell, so it's awesome.
I thought you just kind of really... chilled in some weird specter state. Something
I don't even
like
know.
That.
I didn't. I just went for the... Wait, we don't really have wine.
I don't
do
get
we?
It. My belief system is you die and you rot. It's very simple. It's very depressing.
It's the truth.
But it's the truth. Yeah, it just makes sense to me.
I actually went to visit my grandma at the cemetery today. And I was like...
What did she have to say?
She,
what did
well,
she think of your work on the show?
She's a huge fan. She's very nice. Impressed. My grandpa gave me a pat on the back.
We are killing it with the dead right now.
But when we drove by, my dad pointed out that this lady was taking a giant... boombox and holding it to the ground where
oh,
her loved one was
you've
married.
Never say anything to corpse before? I mean, have you never made love, Arena?
Oh my god. No, I've obviously only had sex.
Exactly. You don't know what passion is. I'm sorry. That saddens me, right?
Oh.
Right in the fucking ticker. That's what I was tapping right there.
Right there.
So between the nippers. I like that one. So we'll finish it up. Again, you go to impapasbasement.com. It's got the links to our Twitter pages. It's got, facebook.com/papasbasement. It's got the link to go there, but I also just gave you the link so you can type it out. Don't be that lazy. Don't be that guy.
You just go to facebook.com and search for Papa's Basement.
Yeah, look for Papa's Basement. You'll find me. It's the big red clown nose and the beard. And the silhouette face.
A guy who probably looks like he lives in a basement and creeps on children.
No, well, yeah, he does look like Pogo the Clown a little bit. The alter ego of one John Wayne Gacy. Who did have a crawl space filled with children's corpses. But that's coincidental.
That's just a coincidence.
That's coincidental. I did not go out there and contact our old co-host, Kate, and say, make me look like a molester clown.
Oh, she made that picture?
At Atomic Kate made that nice. Picture, yeah. She did good work with it.
It's very nice. I actually thought it was you with a clown nose. Is that
exactly
nice? You did a good job. Speaking of lights being bright, these lights are kind of bright. Can I set the mood a little?
You want to dim them?
Is that okay?
Are you going to like bend over the console and present afterward? Because that's where I see this going. Just like a baboon in heat. You just got that big pink catcher's mitt vagina that fans out.
Oh my God. Please save me, person in the other studio.
Oh, it's too late. In Studio B, no one can hear you scream. You can dim it. Go for it.
It's so bright.
It's not bright. What's wrong with you?
There we go.
Did you get like bashed on the temple with a baseball as a kid or something?
Yeah, a few times.
It's not bright. Were you concussed recently?
Not recently, but actually as a kid, I remember a lot of times not being
a lot of
being
times you didn't
to
listen
sleep.
Too well. I gotcha. Oh, last but not least, inpapasbasement.com, it's got the iTunes link. And subscribe to us via iTunes.
Do it.
And then it just magically comes to your phone or your iPod or your iPad or your iMac. There's so many
I
things. Yeah, exactly. Your IU.
In the future, it'll just come right into your eye.
I don't... God.
You just thought what I thought, didn't you?
No, I just don't want to acknowledge that one for a bit. I'm going to let it sit there. Like a fish that flopped out of the river and doesn't know how to get back. And we're just going to watch it bloop, 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 around a bit. I made that noise, so that was a little embarrassment back at you. You know, we're both in this together. But we're going to watch the fish of that eye joke just flip around and die for a bit.
Nice.
And now we've got some old white dude sticking his old white face in the window.
What, is he wearing a suit?
Yeah, he had suspenders and shit.
Oh, that's the important person I was talking about.
He looked like Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, good. My popcorn's here.
He looks like he wanted to purchase me and then use me as a slave.
Because but you're really light-skinned.
Compared to that guy, I am an N-bomb. See, once in a while, I don't say the full word.
Good for you.
Thank you. That's progress. So, Irina.
Yes, Papa.
We've got some topics we can throw out there today.
Yes. Yes, we do.
We can do my bladder pain from this morning. Because it's always nice talking about pains, especially near my privates.
Are you sure you're not Jewish? You have a lot of ailments.
I have a lot of ailments. Well, we'll just get this one out there. I think this was because I did real sit-ups and not like the Swedish ball sit-ups for the first time.
Hold on a second. Your bladder hurts from doing sit-ups.
A, it's been a while. B, I was doing pull-ups for the first time in a couple months too. Shut up. But it might not be muscle pain, because here's my theory. Work with me here. Right before passing out last night.
As I am a doctor in Mexico.
Work with me here.
Go on.
I ate a bunch of asparagus. And we all know what that does to your urine. Like, apparently,
makes it smell funny.
Well, if you're healthy and you get all your vitamins, it's supposed to not do that. But no one in this country is. We live on Big Macs and Red Bulls and just nothing good. At least I don't. And when I eat asparagus, it smells putrid. I mean, within 20 minutes, my piss smells like the blood from Alien.
It's funny because even my mom is like, no asparagus. For me, it make your pee smell funny.
Yeah, it does.
And then she'd be like, ho, ho. Like, she thinks it's so funny.
What's her laugh again?
Ho, ho. She doesn't actually laugh like that, but.
Yes, she does own it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you. She laughs like a comic book villain.
Hot Tot. That's
so
her name.
I ate a shit ton of asparagus, and then I rolled over and went to bed.
So, and, like, you were eating asparagus in bed, and then you're
exactly just eating it off my chest hair, the way one might enjoy a cigarette in bed, and then you pass out and burn the place down. Or you might eat cookies off your chest, and then you get the crumbs out of your chest hair, and it's just like
I've
these
never
little treats.
Eaten anything off my own chest.
Oh, see, I've never eaten anything off anyone else's. So we even out. We're both interesting in our own
way. I thought
you
enjoyed strip clubs. I'm confused now.
I would never eat anything off a stripper.
Can I tell you a story that Tolu told me, actually?
No, this isn't the fucking Tolu hour. When Tolu's ass is in here, we'll talk about Tolu time.
He can tell us that story. It's actually quick.
I'm giving you 10.
Okay, he told me that he went to a strip club and he couldn't get the stripper to get him excited enough. And he's like, I'm not getting enough for my money. Will you spit your gum into my mouth? That's it. I just told that really fast.
I'm taking a second to see how I want to react to that.
I want to know how you're about to react to that.
Why
you're
did he want the gum spit in his mouth?
I don't know, but he's told me that story like 5 times. So.
Is that like an erotic kink for him then? Like,
no.
Have you ever chewed gum and like he had just a rod?
I don't think
going?
I've ever chewed gum around him.
Do it.
Or will I ever now?
Do it and watch his pants.
Oh, God. He's a very large black man.
So he's packing.
I don't know.
You'll be able to see the results of the experiment.
I will do it if you're safely there. No, Tolu's a really nice kid.
What, because he's black, he's going to rape you? He won't be able to control his jungle instincts? You sick bitch.
I didn't say
he's a man
like anyone
else. I
didn't
like
say he was
else.
Hispanic, okay?
We all know they're the rapists. Puerto
La,
Rican.
Law rapists, okay?
Le rapist or El rapist. We're not talking.
I know, we're terrible.
Pepe Le Pew would be Le rapist. The French rapist. So my theory.
French rapiste. Okay, go on.
Nice.
Enough about rapists.
Maybe the asparagus pee fermenting in my bladder overnight. Like, because that stuff smells so bad. It's got to be just rocket fuel, right?
Oh.
It's just got to be diesel. Pure ethanol something or other. Just something bad
oh,
in that.
God.
It's not normal water piss. So I'm thinking maybe leaving that in the gas tank for 8 hours did a number on me, because I woke up the next day and like 3-4 hours it was that asparagus reek coming out of me. And it still isn't cleared up. I still, like, it hurts just for me to sit down to like kind of curl up onto my bladder. So there's my ailment, my Jewish ailment segment. That's what we did right there.
Asparagus isn't even good. I don't know how you eat so much of it.
I don't get why you would say a lie like that on my show.
Oh, look. First thing that popped up when I Googled asparagus pee was the Discovery Channel.
You know what? We're going to title this episode Asparagus Pee. We're coming at you, Discovery Channel. It's an easy hit to get. Think about it. Not a ton of hits when you put in asparagus pee, but a lot of people looking it up. We're on that shit. Don't let me forget it. Arena, you let me forget it, and this thing's titled something else. You're off the show. Your pay is docked.
Oh, crap. I already forgot.
God damn it.
Let me write that down.
Where's the professionalism here? Come on.
I left it at CBS Radio.
Work. No, you didn't. Okay. So we've got my dealings with Verizon as of late.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Are they not letting you upgrade to the
bitch? I'm just throwing out topics. Don't interrupt. We've got that.
He's very nice.
We've got
don't hit me.
I don't hit you while the mics are live. Everyone knows that.
That's not professional.
And I finished The Gray yesterday, that Liam Neeson movie from earlier this year.
Sounds like it's going to make me feel gray.
Which makes Schindler's List look like Blazing Saddles in terms of just the knee slap factor.
What? That is just
it's the most depressing goddamn movie you will ever... Like, your soul will feel dirty after watching The Gray. And it's a good movie. Great movie, in fact. But it's one of those things you watch it and you're like, one, that was amazing. Two, I never want to see it again. Three, I don't even know if I can recommend this to other people.
Okay, I'm really interested now because I'm like, what is this, like Taken meets, I don't know.
Okay, we can do The Gray. You got
some
anything
other Holocaust movie.
You got anything to toss in the mix? Or
I guess we could talk about Howard's karaoke stylings because I did do karaoke with him last week. We could talk about
that. Will just degenerate into me trying to come up with as many songs with L's in them and then turning them into R's as I can. I've got no actual insight into why
I would
Howard feels the need to do karaoke. Why do I feel the need to avoid going out and run back to my cave to look at porn and Netflix? I don't know. It's just how we tick. It's just how we tick. If I wanted
wait, there's porn on Netflix?
No. Oh, God. No.
Did you have a fantasy moment?
If there were. Holy shit.
You just got way excited. Thank God I can't see what's under that board.
Like, you would just not see me for 6 months, and then I would come into the studio with the castaway beard.
And a ball of Wilson with the
Wilson!
Mouth cut out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wilson the fleshlight.
Oh, my God. poor Wilson.
Yeah, the things he'll see. Like, Wilson, I don't like the way you're looking at what I'm doing to you. And then I just marker out his eyeballs. There you go.
Speaking of, I wonder if in Castaway that ever happened. He was on a load on that island for a while.
Oh, he must have dropped so many loads on that beach. Are you kidding me?
That beach is pregnant by him.
I bet the ocean got like 4% saltier while he was stranded on that island.
That was awesome.
I mean, what else are you going to do? What? You're going to eat coconuts and beat off like frantically.
Fish.
And I just experiment with like what different lubes you can find on the island. Like mashing the coconut oil into something to jerk off with. Taking a vine and wrapping it around your dick.
Oh my God.
Working that like a stick starting a fire. I don't know.
What's that asphyxiation thing?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
It's like, I've been on the island for too long. I'll just try it. Who knows?
Exactly.
If things go wrong, you know, it can't be that bad.
Well, it's great. It's win-win. You either have a killer orgasm or you die. Although that would be like an embarrassing way to get found. Just this skeleton with its pants around its ankles.
And what happened
and
here?
The shirt still on. Underwear tugged around it. Wilson just silent witness.
He had like
little Sharpie tear. His little Sharpie mouth, just a little O. Little spaghetti O.
Where did he get that volleyball?
I don't know.
That movie is just full of secrets.
I'll be honest, I've maybe seen 20 minutes of Castaway. It just seemed like nothing I'd ever want to sit through.
Yeah, but I never saw it.
Well, it's God, and we riffed on it that long?
Bravo.
No one else is going to give it to us. I'm giving it to us right now.
I'll join in.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll do the Britney Spears X Factor clap. I love that show. I can't stop watching it.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Thank God I've gotten that entire thing out of my system. I don't do American Idol. I don't do So You Think You Can Dance. None of it.
I don't watch any of those, but because I'm sorry. I'm gay for Britney.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching that show because she's on it.
I've heard she's a fucking dumpster fire on it.
What do you mean? Like she's mean?
No, like she's insane. Like she looks like she's barely holding it together.
No, I mean, she makes some crazy looks.
Shut up, you apologist.
No, stop it. I like Britney Spears, and she actually wrote a lot of her own songs, and people don't give her enough credit. God, I'm going to sound like such a douchebag now.
Really?
Can we change the subject?
No. Tell me which of her real noodlers of a hit on par with, you know, another brick in the wall did she pen?
She didn't write Hit Me Baby One More Time, but she decided on that outfit. They wanted her to do the, like, whatever she did after that video where she's like on the moon in that latex red outfit.
No, that was two videos later. The second video was like Sometimes, I think.
I can't believe she was on a beach
frolicking around. You know what's really funny? She was 17 when I was 18. Like, she's 6 months younger than me or something like that. And that video came out and I was like, oh, she's too young. She's jailbait. I would fuck a 17-year-old now.
No, wait. She's older than you.
No, she isn't.
I think she is.
She's like 6 months younger.
Is she really?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I would take a BJ from 17-year-old Britney Spears in that outfit now at 31, and I wouldn't have hit it at 18. That's a man with messed up priorities.
You are a sick fucker.
I probably actually wouldn't do 17 right now because time flies so quickly to me. Like, at this age, I'm like, I can do 6 months standing on my goddamn head. That's nothing. Call me when you hit 18. 17 and a half. Whatever.
Apparently,
shoot me an email once a week.
Someone told me, I don't remember who it was. I want to almost say it was Howard. No, it wasn't. Let me not scare the people.
Hmm.
But apparently in Maryland, age of consent is 16.
I wouldn't doubt it. I know Virginia is one of 10 or 12 or something where it's 18. The rest of the country, it's lower.
I'm surprised that Virginia is 18.
You think, yeah, we're a bunch of rubes. Like,
what's a rube?
Hiding in the trees and shooting squirrels to eat and make love to. But no, we're up there.
And then I'm gonna eat it.
We're up there on the age of consent thing. And I don't know how the laws work either, because I've actually never gone to websites that would explain that, despite what you might think of my browsing patterns. I actually look at adult porn and only concern myself with adults.
Good for you.
But
you should definitely pat yourself on the back for that.
I think if you're a Virginian, you might not even be able to go to Maryland and pork a 16-year-old.
Oh.
I don't know. Because if you could, we might have to cut out of the show a little early.
Sir, let me see your driver's license.
I might need to get some tickets to the Call Me Maybe Girls show and get some love
tonight. I knew it. I knew guys use that song to pick up ladies.
Who was that? Callie Ray Jepsen or something
Carly
like that?
Carly Ray.
I was close.
She's from Canada. I think you have to be 12 there.
Oh, Canada. I don't know.
There's some hotties in Canada.
I love Canadian broads. They're like American women before American women became fat.
Yeah, they're like hot and they're
like,
they're smart.
They look like women from the 50s. They're all just like whiter than white and kind of thin.
And they're like smart and have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody riffs on Canada.
No, the dudes are all kind of like pot-bellied and hairy and
That's
they all have
true.
Beards
There's
and shit.
There's a ton of hot guys in Canada.
Shut up.
Blame
don't destroy
Canada.
The stereotype. I want to go up there and be considered like decent by comparison.
And nobody plays hockey up there.
I would just fit in. Like, I'm describing a guy with a gut and a beard. They would be like, oh, hey.
Does anybody else call you beard other than people at our old station?
No. No, that was the weirdest nickname ever. It was like a fucking slave name I was referred to by, yeah, where it's called beard. So that anyone who ever wanted to get in touch with me outside of the show, not that they would. I was on, like, air 30 seconds an episode, but... Yes, I've never been called Beard before or since. Why would you? Like, I wasn't called Beard when I was 12, Arena. No. Were you called
Beard before
that?
You're obviously
going
to have a full facial hair when you're an adult.
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know.
I was called Beard at the station, and that's it.
Who came up with that nickname?
Danny.
Did he really?
Danny, who has a beard of equal thickness.
He was probably like, I want to be called Beard.
It was very weird to me. It would be like two black guys and you call one guy Spook. It didn't ever make sense to me.
You just can't go a show without throwing it.
Yeah, because like maybe the one guy is slightly darker. And you call him Onyx. It's like, that's not right. You're both on the same team.
Onyx.
Danny and I both played for Team Beard. Mine was a little darker, but Danny had dark hair too, so I never really did grasp it.
He was like French, right? Or something?
Yeah, French and Italian and Irish. Something. Some European medley.
Time. Didn't work out so well. Anywho. Back
to... The Wolf
to,
movie.
Back to the Wolf movie.
The Wolf movie.
What's that about?
Well, that's the Gray.
That's the Wolf movie?
Okay.
Okay, let's
get into
this.
I'm
going to
break it down for you.
Yeah, please. Let me...
Liam Neeson put himself way back on the map in a huge way with that Taken film.
Yes.
Which... I liked it. I didn't get the huge fuss. I mean, that thing made bank.
That was a good movie because
girls liked it. That's why. Because the whole thing was getting your fucking cherry saved by daddy. So it appealed to girls on a very visceral level.
I don't think that's what it was. I think
it was. Stop sounding stupid. I was going to say stop sounding stupid and I couldn't get it out properly.
Thank you for stepping in. Now I feel really stupid.
Now the stupid potato's back in your lap, bitch.
Throw it back over there.
I'm dodging.
The reason I think that movie did so well is because the sex slave industry is like just so huge and no one's really doing anything about it.
Where is it huge?
Everywhere. America, actually. There's like 100,000 people every year trafficked through America.
I'm not trying to be crass. Like, where? Exactly.
Like, along the border, there's a lot.
If the Maryland plan doesn't work out.
Jersey? Ugh, Beard, you dirty motherfucker.
Don't call me that, please. Please.
Damn it, why did I just do that? Can you actually edit that out?
No, leave it in. Editing it would, A, ruin the product, B,
make
alter
you
it.
Take away time for masturbation.
That was C. You jumped in there. But I like your enthusiasm. You got moxie. Okay, so there is actual sex trafficking. Although everyone, I think... You think sex trafficking, you think Russian women?
Yeah.
A lot of Russian broads.
The Slavics. Do you know how they get them, actually?
They're like, hey, do you want to do this? And they're like, yeah, da.
No.
Da.
No, as a Ukrainian, I will stand up for my people.
Okay.
They tell them they're going to send them to Turkey and give them these seamstress jobs. And
I'm sorry. Did you put a cork up your nostrils and like the last 20 seconds? What has happened to your voice?
I don't know. I'm going through some allergy stuff because we live in
the
Northeast.
How did this happen? That was seamless. Way to hit the cough button. That didn't pick up on Mike.
So anywho, is that better?
It's just, we got one show to do today.
Thank the Lord, baby Jesus.
We've got about 25 minutes left in it. We can do it. I've got two full topics here.
I have faith in us.
I think we can do it with just the Gray. How's that? I think we can be that thorough on the Gray. But
I'm
not
even going to Google it while you're talking about it.
No,
that's
don't
how
Google it.
I am.
I'm going to explain it to you.
Put my hands away.
It's the same way. If you're ever looking for an icebreaker with a girl and you're just in any sort of situation, never use Google on your phone. Just ask her the question. It's the easiest icebreaker on earth.
Ooh.
Hey, what's that guy doing? I don't know. And then you start talking. Bam. Just like that.
I was going to Google it, but yeah. You're here.
Is that a rape whistle? Yeah, you know. So it goes.
I like the color.
Another
of your
love
spray.
Connection made. Exactly.
Do you remember that pepper spray I had, the pink one? Every guy at the station asked me what that was. Because they all thought it was like a vibrator. I'm like, yeah, I carry a vibrator on my
keychain. A silver bullet, exactly. In case I need to rub one out in the shitter if things get too intense. Too romantic up in here.
Yeah, right? You know? Get my bean flicked.
I do like that. I love that expression, actually.
There's so many people flicking that hate it.
Oh, it's grotesque. Because, you know, I'm not saying I'm male Dr. Ruth here, but women do not masturbate by flicking their clitoris like it was a paper football. Just bashing the shit out of it with their hardened nail.
Oh, this feels so good. It's getting bloody.
Working it like a speed bag from both sides. Flicka, flicka, flicka. No. It's not how they masturbate. And if it's how you masturbate.
I have the bloodiest clitoris in town.
Exactly.
Just scabbed over.
It's like Joe Frazier's fight. her face after the third Muhammad Ali fight.
I gotta take a week off.
And Manila, just that one sealed eye, just pulverized.
All right, now that we're all appalled, let's get back to this movie. Yeah.
Okay, The Gray.
So Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson got a huge bump with Taken. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this next movie his coming out called The Gray. And it, brief overview, deals with him crashing in the wilderness.
Like in an airplane?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not just crashing like the way your boy crashes in your basement because he's drunk for the night. An airplane crashes. Him and a bunch of, I think, guys that like work an oil rig. Something like that.
So it's in Alaska?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
And they start getting picked off by wolves.
What?
Now, how do they sell this after the success of Taken? Well, Liam Neeson's an action hero, which is, I'm not going to say re-goddamn-diculous because...
Yeah, it is re-goddamn-diculous.
When you get down to pretty much any action hero, they're not... Really, they're actors. Even if they kind of can look intimidating, I don't know, martial skills have no real value in today's world. Like, you know who's actually a badass? A guy who can hold a gun and shoot someone with it. It's not particularly hard to be an actual badass. Like, I could carry two guns and I'd take out the best martial artist on the face of the earth.
Unless you're in a movie where you always do the dramatic pause before you shoot someone.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would just walk on the scene and right when they start the... I just shoot them. And they'd be like,
it's death time.
Yeah. I wouldn't even pause for that. I'd just be like, oh, who do I shoot? Bam. It'd be Indiana Jones. It'd be Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And the guy's just doing all his fancy sword shit. And I just kind of look at him quizzically for a second and then I'd shoot him. Nice. And that'd be it. So Taken in the Woods.
Taken
the Gray.
Taken in the Woods. Go on.
How do they promote this? Literally, it's just Liam Neeson snarling in the face of a wolf, holding a knife and a bunch of busted airplane liquor bottles in his other hand that kind of make like glassy brass knuckles.
That actually sounds like me on a transatlantic flight.
Why? Why do you get so combative?
They run out of those bottles quick.
Oh, I see. So you're just shattering them like, more! Bitch!
I'm like, Stewart! Get over here, flight attendant.
Grab them by the hair and jab it into their jugular.
How do I fly this plane to somewhere where there's more booze?
The point is, the movie is sold as an action flick. It's like you enjoyed Taken, where Liam Neeson takes on these fucking towelheads that are trafficking and are white women. Now he's fucking up the wolves. It's The Gray. The movie doesn't... He's a badass in it. Don't get me wrong. The movie doesn't have to do with, like, nonstop wolf combat. If it was a man hand-fighting a wolf, that wouldn't be a long movie, would it, Arena?
No.
The wolf would win. It would grab him by the throat and throttle him until blood squirted like a busted tomato jar. And that'd be it.
I was about to ask you if you actually saw this movie or if it was just one of those movies where you just write a review on it without
seeing
it.
No, I watched the whole thing over the span of the last couple days. So you start it. It's on Netflix, by the way.
I was about to ask, does that mean it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. Nice. It popped up on Reddit where they're like Netflix best of and they're like, take your The Grays on. I'm like, shit, yeah, don't have to tell me twice. Barely anything to watch on this fucking thing.
Right? I've run out of things.
I have. I watched Luther recently with that Idris Elba character, the handsomest black man in the land.
What?
Yeah, to any black listener we got, if you think you're good looking, look up Idris Elba. That's a handsome motherfucker. Makes me wish I was both into black men and into men, period. That's how handsome he is.
You're like,
fucking
if I watch
dreamy.
That movie one more time, I might be.
Exactly. I've only got so much restraint up in here. Tapping again between the nippers.
I've seen so much poon, I might be into men now.
Exactly. I've kind of run through it. How it's like listening to Metallica. So once in a while, you got to go Megadeth or Anthrax. Master Puppets only works so many damn times.
Switch things up a bit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Why is this dude peering in here? Stop fucking looking at us.
Do you want to go ask him?
He's got one of those old Irish man taking a shot of whiskey faces. Just like a pussy with gray hair on top of it. Just.
Do you think he has some whiskey? Because I could go for some.
Just hold on for 20 minutes. Unlike the pilots that crashed the plane in the gray, I can hold this shit together for 20 minutes. Just have some faith in me.
I'll bring it home. I'm going to go do some shots with Irish McBride.
I think we're 39 minutes in. We can punch out realistically at 50. I would like 55.
Stop selling us short. We're going 1 hour.
Oh.
I brought my A game.
Look at you. We get to 55, the outro will cover the rest. How's that?
I like the sound of this. You'd be like the best professor ever. Where were the teachers like you when I was in school?
I'd be a horrible teacher. I'd be like, kids, I want to be here even less than you do. You only have to suffer through this class once. I have to endure an eternity of your vapid little faces.
Pretending like your papers questions. Mean anything.
Yeah, just reading the same dumb answers, staring at the same tits I can't come all over later. It's
in your mind, you can. I think that's how some of my professors got through classes.
Oh, if I were a professor, I would fuck so many chicks.
I'd give away so many A's.
I wouldn't even do that.
You gotta do something. They're not in it just to fuck their professor.
Yes, they are. They've got daddy issues and shit. I would do it, and then I would comment on their sexual technique via the grades of their paper. Like, I would be like, C, try harder. And then it would just be like a veiled critique of the paper, like, but it's actually criticizing how they like deep throated you.
Oh my God. I wonder if they ever even read those 25
Your
page
oral
papers.
Presentation was lacking.
Sir, I just thought this was a written exam.
Exactly. Don't get mouthy, bitch.
Don't get toothy.
Oh, I see what you did there, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Except I don't like teeth. Yeah. They're the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
They are the worst.
All right, so back to the gray. Speaking of toothy.
Yeah, wolves. Damn, you're good at this shit.
Bam. Bam.
I like it. I like it, man.
I'm going to put on some chapstick while you talk about the gray.
All right, so the gray. They try to sell it like it's an action movie. It's not an action movie. What it is, however, the most depressing film you will ever goddamn see. I literally had to stop it halfway through because I'm like...
It's called The Gray. Come on.
I can't take this. And not even G-R-A-Y, it's G-R-E-Y, so it's British depressing. They can really do it.
Those Brits and their dry sense of humor. Yeah. I can only imagine what their sad movies are like. Anytime I see a miniseries on BBC, I'm like, oh no.
I'll put it this way. Within the first 5 minutes of the movie, Liam Neeson is on his knees after writing a suicide note, has a rifle in his mouth. No, to his wife.
Wait, they have a rifle, but they haven't shot these wolves?
The rifle goes bye-bye. They're on the rig. It starts with them in the base camp.
Oh.
And they're heading home the next day.
Okay. So his wife left him at this point.
Liam Neeson, his whole gig with these guys, he's the wolf shooter. Because they're out fucking off in the snow. And the wolves apparently just come running at them, which to me seems a little like jawsing up the shark. Like, I don't think a wolf just sees a man 300 yards across the snow is like, fuck this. You're going down, motherfucker. Like, I think most
tasty.
Animals are kind of scared of dudes. Isn't that at least what they're putting out there?
Yeah. Like,
or is that
taller,
like propaganda?
We're taller than them. So I think they would be at least a little intimidated, right?
Yeah. You wouldn't know a man is such a puss. From a distance, like you said, he's tall. He's got his arms moving around at some sort of speed. Don't realize we don't have claws. We don't have fangs. We don't have like a carapace or anything.
Whenever my grandma thinks I have a toothache, she'll tell me stories about
wolves eating her as a child.
Yeah, like walking through the woods.
It made me fetch my own left arm.
I'm going to fall over. That was really funny.
Fuck you, wolf.
I'm 7-year-old future grandmother. Yes. Fuck you up with my rib.
I give you finger with real hand and stub arm. Fuck to you.
Oh my God. Grandma, you dirty bird. Yeah, she told me she would like walk through the woods and have to just like not fend off wolves, but she's like, there was wolves there. I guess they weren't that hungry. But she also did say she starved as a child, so she must have been skinny, and they were probably like, eh.
Bony meat.
Yeah.
Boy, you think a hyena's never eaten a Somalian before? I mean, they'll go that route if they need to.
That's true.
First 5 minutes, we're in this base camp where we've established it's a bunch of human refuse in this thing. It's just like former convicts and guys escaping like horrible things they've done and broken marriages. And,
like most oil rig workers.
Yeah. So you just see drunks fighting each other and fucking like morbidly obese Eskimo prostitutes and things like that.
Nice.
It's just disgusting. Liam Neeson seems above it. He's got this wife that he's dreaming of and he's penning a note to her. And then he walks outside of the oil rig bar and just calmly puts his wolf rifle in his mouth and is about to blow his goddamn head off, except then he hears a wolf howl. And he's like, well, maybe I'll kill one more of these things.
Back to work.
Yeah. In 5 minutes, we've already got an averted suicide. So the next day they get on the plane to fly home and it falls to pieces. Like they just hit a blizzard and they crash land.
So there's no plane left when they've crashed.
It's more or less disintegrated, yeah.
Do they like live in the plane at all? Like Lost style?
No, because the plane was not too big to begin with. In fact, they only climb into the plane long enough so that one man who's spurting blood can be held down by Liam Neeson while he calmly tells him, you're going to die. And the guy's like, what? No. We got to fix me. And Liam's like, no, you're going to die. Just accept it and relax. So we've got 4 minutes of like blood spurting all over Liam while a man dies in front of him.
Oh my God.
And he's just like, you're going to die. Be cool with it. And the guy's finally, Liam's like, who do you love the most? And the guy's like, my daughter. He's like, then let your daughter take you there.
Wait, was his daughter alive?
He's just talking about like, who's your favorite person in the world? And the guy names it. You kind of think maybe he's making conversation. I don't know. And then Liam coaches him. He's a death coach, I guess. He's like, let that person take you to the other side. Just relax. You're going to fucking die. You're bleeding out everywhere. You've ruined the upholstery.
We'll never be able just to relax. Fly this plane again.
So we're sifting. Yeah, we're sifting through the plane. There's a chair that just has legs strapped to it because, you know, someone's severed cleanly, sliced in twain by the impact.
Oh my God.
They get about 7 guys who actually survive this shit together. And they're marching through the bleakest territory. Like, a movie has never captured being cold like this film. The Shining has shit on this. Shining looks like Weekend at Bernie's in terms of warmth.
Did you see Into Thin Air? From, I think, John Krakow, like, wrote the book.
Just making up words. What is Into Thin Air?
I don't remember if that's the real title, but it's that kid, he wants to live off the fat of the land in Alaska. So he like just goes out there and he almost makes it, but then like the winter's too cold and he...
Oh, I've heard of this asshole and he dies like 2 minutes from a road or something
like that. Yeah, like in his bus. It's a really good book, but the movie wasn't that good. I think like James Franco was in it or something.
No, he was the rock guy. Oh, shit. I know who this... was it Emil Hirsch, maybe? I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't fucking know. I might have made up the name,
too. Sounds like my gardener's name.
No. It wasn't a Mexican name. So,
maybe one by one.
yeah, right.
We're fancy.
One by one. You're such a fancy Jew. You own other Jews.
We're like the... Maybe I'm Egyptian Jew.
That would be great. So, one by one, in this frozen, hellish landscape... While Liam Neeson just constantly has flashbacks to the wife that's no longer in the picture, and she's lying in the bed and just whispering sweet nothings to him, and then kind of offering these more philosophical statements as time passes, like things like, let it all go. You know what I mean? Just almost like this angel of death whispering to him. These dudes are getting picked off by fucking wolves that they have no real means of fending off. So they're kind of... They're fighting a ton, too, because we've established they're degenerates who can't follow instructions and just work as normal human beings. Like, I think anyone would flip out, barring some people who really have their shit together in those conditions. But we've already got prisoners, guys who don't like following instructions when it's 78 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. So when they're freezing to death and they're marching and Liam's like, I'm taking charge here in his little Irish brogue or whatever... They're flipping out. They're fighting him. And then out of nowhere, and a wolf just comes and drags one of them into the dark. And you're like, holy shit. It's just, it's like Hostel, except not really like trying to strive for fiction. It's like, well, this could have happened.
But with less drugs and more wolves.
Yeah. And just every 20 minutes, once you've gotten to like know a guy because they finally opened up to each other, bah! Wolf gets them. You're like, ah.
He's like, I should have never let that wall down. That wolf got in.
And then finally, it's down to just Liam and a wolf.
Oh my God.
Like everyone else has died. Spoiler alert.
Hold on. Does Liam still have a rifle?
No, his rifle broke on impact. All they had to fend off the wolves in terms of ammunition were shotgun shells, which they taped on to the end of sharpened sticks so that you could kind of jab it into the wolf and it would hit the blasting cap. And they blew all of those on just one wolf, who then they established as like one of the pussy Omega wolves, like the shittiest wolves of all. So like they blew all their ammo killing one of the lesser members of the wolf pack.
I hope they at least made some cool wolf hats out of this.
So you're wolf. Like, holy shit, these guys are fucked. It took four ammo, you know, four shotgun shells to bring down one of the pussy wolves. What happens when the alpha wolf trudges down from the mountain? And he's like, hold on, you guys are fucked now.
So the dying wolf is like, you're fucked.
So the movie ends. Again, spoiler alert, shut up, turn off the radio, whatever. Movie ends with the scene from the trailer. Just Liam Neeson having to tape a knife to one hand. So I guess in case he gets knocked down, it doesn't go flying. And he can kind of like stab whatever wolf is killing him to death as it takes him with. And then taping these liquor bottles in his other hand.
I hope he drank them and didn't waste them.
No, he just smashes them on the rocks. He doesn't have time to down them all.
That just made that movie even worse.
And he has a final flashback to his wife. And we pan away, and it's Liam in a hospital bed with his wife, and she has a little IV drip, and she's fucking dying. So not only is he dying out here, the whole movie, you think the wife kind of left him like in a divorce situation. No, he's got a dead wife that he misses terribly. So the whole time he's like, you know what? Maybe I need to give up the ghost too. We've already paused for philosophical talks at some point or another in this film. And we've established Liam totally doesn't believe in shit. He's of the John school of thought. He's like, yeah, when these wolves eat me and turn me into fucking poop, that's it for me.
Okay, shocker that this movie is on Netflix.
Yeah, well,
let's start there. Because they've given up on quality work.
No, it's great. It's not even good. It's great.
Really?
Yes.
You just explained it to me. And
you have to see it. It's just very visceral. It's very, like, it will disturb you, but it's good. So I won't say you have to see it because it's not like...
Luckily, I've blazed enough in college.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to put someone through that exactly, but
now,
it's really good.
5 minutes after this, I'll forget what this movie is all about and I'll go home and watch it.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, the gray.
Oh, I think I heard something about this.
Yeah. Someone said good things. That was a nice movie.
Suddenly
sure.
Craving mini bottles of liquor.
Yeah.
Okay, but the other thing is, I'm guessing the small airplane was, hired by the oil rig people.
Yeah.
And if they know they have a bunch of, like, degenerate alcoholics, why would they put mini bottles of liquor on this plane?
Just, you know, you got to entertain guys somehow.
Was there a steward on the plane?
Yeah. She dies on the impact, and then you see her still strapped down in her chair, and you think all of a sudden she's alive because she's making woman noises, and Liam runs over to save her. But actually, it's a noise two wolves are making as they eat her innards from the side that we don't approach her from. How's that for I gotcha?
How big was this woman that she's hiding two wolves?
Well, you know, she was kind of surrounded by other corpses because she was in the corpsey pile at that point.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she kind of snapped out of it and was just in a coma. But no, she's getting eaten.
What kind of noises were these wolves making?
It just sounded like a chick in distress. You know, like, ooh, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
You know, he's like, what? You're alive? And he walks over. And then these two bloody muzzles come out of the side of her rib cage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's not
letting
so
my dog sleep in my room anymore.
Exactly. Just get home and be like, it's you or me, motherfucker. And then just stab it. Just pet it on the head and stab it in the side of the throat.
My 35-pound trusting.
Yeah, and then just pull a Liam Neeson and just pet it and coo to it as its blood is just jetting out and be like, shh, it's over now.
He's already it's age over 13. Now. I think I'm just let him do things on his own.
Just be like, who do you love the most? And he'll look up at you and you'll be like, well, let me take you there.
Exactly.
Then cut the other side. Let him bleed out double time.
I don't want to waste any time being alive.
So there you go. That's The Gray, which again, go watch it. Just Fantasmo. Depressing as piss.
Let's bring people's moods back up.
No, we can end the show. That would cheer up everyone. We are at the, I don't know, let's see what we got. About a 56-minute mark.
Really?
Yeah.
We did good. Let's talk real quick about Verizon, because we teased that earlier.
Oh, it's going to have to stay a cock tease. That's a good 15-20-minute segment. Don't want to just throw it out there.
Fancy.
I know. You got to hold your nuts sometimes.
I'm just going to tell everyone that I was at the Nats game yesterday when they won. They beat the LA Dodgers.
And they clinched their first postseason spot in, what, 31 years? Or
since 1933.
Really?
Yeah, when Prohibition ended, it was the last time they
were... So these are the first Negroes ever to qualify for postseason ball in D.C.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
I like the song.
It's great. Surf Rider?
Yeah.
Stolen from the end of Pulp Fiction. That's where I got the idea.
Oh, is this also public domain?
No, but the fact we talk over it means that we can't be busted for it. It's a weird loophole like that.
Oh.
You can use shit in the background. It's as long as people can't, like, grab it as, like, an MP3 and then put it on their iPod.
Brilliant.
I know. Pretty cunning. Well, Arena?
Yes, sir.
We did the shit out of this one. Don't want to toot my own horn, but a little slice of brilliance.
Maybe I'll toot it for you later.
Oh, you're trying to wink at me, and you look like you're just...
having a seizure?
Making an old man face at me. Yeah, just like, meh.
So, I think she's winking at you.
If the good folks want to get a hold of you on Twitter, it's at Girl Knows Sports.
That is correct.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want to get a hold of me, and who wouldn't?
I don't know who would. And if you're over the age of 16 in Maryland, definitely get a hold of John Papa.
16 and over. Get it
I
right.
I said over the age of 16.
Okay. That would mean 17.
Oh, you're
Why
right.
Why limit my dating pool?
Blocking out a whole year of people.
Thank you.
You could be going to junior prom. Look at me.
Fuck yeah. I hope the theme's a night to remember. I want to get a corsage. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter.
She's going to hope it's going to be a night to forget.
A night to suppress. Show's website.
A night for 30 years of therapy.
Oh, my God. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. It's got those Twitter accounts if you want to go there to follow us. It's also got the link to Facebook.com/PapasBasement. Let's see. iTunes link. Always important. Subscribe to the iTunes link. Rate us
Very
positively.
Important.
Send it to your friends. Tell them to love us long time.
So we can not have day jobs.
Yeah. It'd be nice to actually make a living off this instead of making zero.
I like doing this a lot.
It's great. We do it for free. That's how much we love it.
That is correct.
But
we
alas,
could be out on a drunken kickball team, but instead we're here.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing something. We're entertaining you good people.
That is correct.
In a way, it's Christ-like.
I know. Look at
us. Sacrificing of ourselves. But that's it. We're out of here. Until next week. Until next episode, whenever that might be.
Hang 10.
Be next week. Yeah. Let's just go out.
Let's go out.
No.
Should we go out and hit on some fat chicks?
Maybe we'll go now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go now. Oh, we talked to the label again. All right.
Nice.
We're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm